Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to look at the claims that a viable third party that could completely change the American political structure has already arisen. And where has it arisen? In, of all places, New Jersey. Which is, I guess you could say, it's good news for Republicans because New Jersey has been such a Democratic bastion. But there is a new party. It is called the Moderate Party. Now, I know that doesn't normally send shivers of excitement up your spine. Generally, moderate kind of sounds boring. But this is not boring because it could really change American politics, and one could say potentially for the better. We will be talking about that. We will also be talking about, and I promise you this, a way to make your home and neighborhood safer. Some of you are already doing this and you don't know, entirely realize how much it helps in terms of fighting crime. But we will give you that secret, and we will also try to put into context some of the new hysteria. And this is right after we had passed what everyone had said was the most significant gun control legislation in 30 years. Could that legislation, if it had been passed in time to apply, could it have helped with the situation in Highland Park? We will see. There is some context, as I mentioned, that I think is very important about Highland Park that is provided by National Review. They have a major editorial about it. And the heading is, and it's by the editors, which means Rich Lowery is probably the lead writer, and he's been on this show many times, "When Gun Laws Don't Prevent Gun Crime." And what they write about on Monday in the city of Highland Park, Illinois, a deranged goblin of a man opened fire on a July 4th parade, killing 7 innocent people and wounding 3 dozen others. After an intense search, the culprit was apprehended and taken into custody. Yet again, a mass shooting has sullied America. And yet again, it is unclear what lawmakers can do to prevent the next one. Because if anybody has an immediate and easy idea, I'm not sure what it is. The context that they provide that I think is so important, they say, beyond that, Americans would be well to set incidents such as this one in their proper context. Random acts of violence are indeed terrifying, but they're terrifying because they're so rare. When allocating our limited time and resources, we ought to remember that while the most spectacular criminals garner all the attention, a devastating attrition continues unabated in the background. On the day before the shooting in Highland Park, 15 people were killed in Chicago. Thus far in 2022, there have been 250 murders in Philadelphia, 175 murders in Los Angeles, and 102 murders in Washington, D.C. Bringing down these numbers will take hard work, intelligent policing, a willingness to enforce the laws already on the books, and a commitment to engaging with the problem in its most common form, and not just when it provides clicks, outrage, and a chance to poke one's political enemies in the eye. I think they're right about that. And that context is necessary and it's very significant. This is also deeply encouraging because when you actually think about the fact that we have gone through so much with all of the mass shootings in Uvalde and in Buffalo and now in Highland Park and all across the country, and you end up forgetting it all, coming together in a blur. But there is this, and it is the result of some very important research at the Ohio State University. And yeah, not everything you get from universities is bad or alarming or inappropriate or politically correct. This is politically incorrect because it is so simple and so commonsensical and so elemental. Here is the headline. Neighborhoods with more dogs see less crime, study proves. Dateline Columbus, Ohio. It turns out that man's best friend is taking a real bite out of crime. Researchers from the Ohio State University have found that neighborhoods which are home to more dogs also experience far less crime, including murder and assault. A lot of this has to do with trust. Study authors found that overall communities are safer when people have more trust in their neighbors. However, crime dropped even further in neighborhoods with high levels of trust and more dogs. Researchers say you don't have to have an actual watchdog to keep your street safe. Their results suggest that more people walking their dogs puts more, quote, eyes on the street, which discourages criminals from committing both violent and nonviolent crimes. People walking their dogs are essentially patrolling their neighborhoods, explains lead author Nicolo Pinchak in a university release. They see when things are not right and when there are suspect outsiders in the area. It can be a crime deterrent. Research examined crime statistics from 2014 to 2016 for 595 census block groups, neighborhoods in the Columbus, Ohio area. They also used survey data from a marketing firm, which found out how many residents had a dog in their home as of 2013. Lastly, they analyzed data from an adolescent health and development context study, which measures trust in individual neighborhoods. Participants in that study rated how much they agree that people on the streets can be trusted in their respective communities. Results show that neighborhoods with higher levels of trust do indeed have lower levels of homicide, robbery, and aggravated assaults. This matches up with previous studies which found that neighbors who trust each other come together when facing a threat. However, this study found one additional deterrent, dogs. Neighborhoods with more dogs saw their crime rate drop even lower than high-trust areas with fewer dogs. Overall, trusting neighborhoods with more dogs cut their robbery rate by a third and cut their homicide rate in half. Okay, you complaining about vet bills? Not anymore. It's worth it, whatever it is. Dogs are simply wonderful. They're part of the proof that God loves us. Team also found that property crimes and burglaries also drop off in neighborhoods with more dogs, regardless of how much neighbors trust each other. Much of this has to do with dogs barking and presenting a visible threat to would-be burglars. There has already been a lot of research that shows dogs are good for the health and well-being of their human companions. Professor Pinchak concludes, our study adds another reason why dogs are good for us. If you have any experience directly with dog crime fighters, and what they're suggesting here is just the mere act of going out and taking your dog for a walk. And it's true. It means that the streets aren't empty. It means that they don't belong to any intruders, that there are people who live here and they have homes. And look, it's one of those things that, as you will notice, that some of the more luxurious neighborhoods are also very doggy neighborhoods. Does this mean that many of it that cat homes are crime-friendly homes? No, I'm not saying that. We will get to your calls coming up in just a moment on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
America going to the dogs and fighting crime. You got to love that because, again, this it basically changes the atmosphere, especially in a wintry climate. And we get occasional wintry climate here. But when you see people out regularly walking their dogs, It means somebody's home. And the idea of the streets belonging to any intruder comes in put aside, and apparently, according to a major new study that's going to get a lot of attention because it's so encouraging, the idea that you have a lot of neighbors with canine companions, that's going to bring the crime rate down, which is where it should be. Let me go to Ken in South Bend, Indiana. Ken, you're on the Michael Medved Show. Hey.
I wanted to take issue with some of your statistics you're using for saying the abortion rate is down. Yes, the numbers of abortions are down, and of course that's good. But we're using the statistic of abortions per 1,000 women when we've talked on the show before, not we, but you've talked on the show before about how overall pregnancies are down. And yes, that can be attributable to birth control, but it's also attributable to how teens are having less sex and so are single adults. Additionally, some forms of birth control are abortive. Plan B says right on their website that...
I'm sorry, Ken, I think we lost you. I emphatically did not cut you off. I think we lost you. But look, you could say that basically birth control, there are very many forms of birth control that work by preventing conception, that preventing taking the fertilized ovum, and I'm not an expert in the specifics of all of these means of birth control, and making sure that the prospective baby doesn't attach to the uterine wall. And that's kind of what it means. But if you actually use that description and compare it to an abortion midway through the pregnancy, which one is appeals to our sense of humanity and decency, frankly, and I think that the idea of saying that we have fewer abortions today, and it's down very dramatically. It's down since the mid 80s by more than one half, just in sheer numbers. And with so many more women, the rate of abortion per women is much less. But you could say, well, that's the case because there's more marriage. But actually, one of the statistics, most people who get abortions, not all, but most, are people who have been or are now married. It is, who actually most people who get abortions are not married mothers. They are not people who are married. And in fact, I know here in the state of Washington, they just studied this and it was close to 80% of abortions were unmarried people. In any event, the point is, and I have a piece in Newsweek that's going to be running on Friday of this week, about the good news about abortion. The good news is it's way, way down. That the percentage of pregnancies that end in abortion is a fraction of what it was in the beginning of the Roe era. Just a fraction. And yes, part of that is because people are using different forms of birth control and they're getting better at it. But isn't that appropriate and encouraging? In 2015, according to the CDC, 78% of young men and 89% of young males aged 15 to 24 who had sexual intercourse before age 20 used a method of contraception the first time they had sexual intercourse. Now, You may not welcome the idea of young people aged 15 to 24 having sexual intercourse outside of marriage. Not ideal. Agreed. But it is certainly, given the fact that a form of contraception is going to be a very big factor in bringing down the role of abortion. The other aspect about this, and I think it's very important that for conservatives to recognize it, was that once upon a time, there was a consensus on the idea that abortion was not a great thing. I mean, even when it was first adjudicated in Roe in 1973, nobody would have thought at that time of wearing a T-shirt saying, "I love my abortion." And they sell those T-shirts now. It wasn't this idea that this is a fundamental, a glorious human right. Remember, Bill Clinton, when he was running for president, both times he used the slogan, "We want to make abortion in this country safe, legal, and rare." And he then added, when he ran for re-election, "exceedingly rare." And the idea that that abortion was not something to be promoted, that was something that that even Democrats held on to at one point. And the idea now of the glorification of abortion, look, I don't think it's going to work. I don't think it's going to work. I don't think it's a political strategy, and it's certainly not good for the country, because that idea that ultimately abortion was not something that worked for the individual in all cases or for the society. Appreciate your call, Ken, and I hope you'll take a look at my piece when it comes out this week in Newsweek. It's about, called The Good News About Abortion. The other good news, it seems to me, is that if you read all of the polling and all of the details, the overwhelming majority of Americans believe that abortion should be available, certainly under some circumstances, in the first trimester of abortion. But most people do not want it available in the second two trimesters. That's the way the people feel. Question is, do we have a political system that can actually reflect the will of the people? We will get to that and much more on The Medved Show.
Your voice will matter.
The Michael Medved Show.
So I just got one question for you. Are you fired up?
Your outlet.
Are you ready to go?
For outrage.
Fired up.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
Let's go change the world.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is highlighting pension relief in a massive COVID stimulus bill he signed last year. The proposal aims to protect millions of workers and multi-employer pension plans who face significant cuts in benefits. Law enforcement officials announcing they arrested two individuals who they believe were planning a mass shooting in a city after receiving a tip from a caller who overheard their alleged plans. Richmond, Virginia Police Chief Gerald Smith telling reporters investigating investigators wasted little time in acting on the tip.
Men and women of the 2nd Precinct began an investigation, along with Homeland Security and our special investigations team. Went over to the 1,000 block of Columbia Avenue here in the city of Richmond to begin their investigation. Once inside that residence, they saw evidence in plain view that corroborated the hero witness's statement.
USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, this is one of those stories that has always puzzled me, and you've heard less about it on the show since we stopped doing Conspiracy Day during the full moon. Beautiful crescent moon, and it was up there on the night of 4th of July, but full moon, Conspiracy Day, we would get calls all the time about a... the Georgia Guidestones. And what are the Georgia Guidestones? The Georgia Guidestones are this monument that was built mysteriously, and it's out of granite, and it's quite something to see. It has been the object of a great deal of conspiratorial attention, people thinking that it is part of a New World Order conspiracy. In fact, the Georgia Guidestones, which are just blown up, and that's a lot of explosives. It's not 4th of July firecrackers. I mean, you'd need a truckload of them. These are big monumental structures. It's called the American Stonehenge, and it has inscriptions on it. It has inscriptions on it in many languages. And here is the way that they covered some of the mysteries regarding the Georgia Guidestones that were blown up around 6 a.m. this morning, and no, 4 a.m. on Wednesday, July 6th. The unknown individuals detonated an explosive device at around 4 a.m., and the Elbert County Sheriff's Office down in Georgia is among the law enforcement agencies investigating, and a bomb squad has been called to the scene, according to Fox 5 Atlanta. Why would anybody want to blow up the Georgia Guidestones? Well, maybe you'll get some idea with this coverage of by the History Channel. Listen.
Many people say that these stones might be part of this new world order. What can you tell me about these stones?
These stones were erected in about 1980, and they were commissioned by a man named R.C. Christian. They're all cut from local granite. Elbert County is the granite capital of the world.
These are big slabs, and if you don't mind, I'm going to take a quick peek here. I'm a geologist, so the rocks are of particular interest, and it's relatively flat, but it's not polished or dressed clean. This is a fairly fine-grained granite. It's very uniform, and these are massive slabs. Typically, you won't see slabs this big coming out of a quarry,
right?
That's
correct. That's right.
So whoever did this definitely spent some money, a lot of money. So the message that they're sending is very important. You know, this whole thing about this new world order, we're talking about a small group of people that would set up a worldwide government that would basically run the world in all of us. And many people are concerned about that, and this monument here certainly gives people a reason to think about that. Now, we've got unite humanity with a living new language, rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason. That seems relatively innocuous. Protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. Let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. Now that sounds very New World Order-ish. And look at the top. Maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. If that doesn't sound like a New World Order mandate, I don't know what does.
Okay, names of four ancient languages are inscribed on the sides near the top: Babylonian, Cuneiform, Classical Greek, Sanskrit, and Egyptian hieroglyphics. The guidestones have become something of a tourist attraction. They're 19 feet high, or they were. Apparently, they're pretty much blown to bits, and you'll notice that they were communicating to you in that History Channel special with fairly ominous music in the background. There are other messages inscribed on the Georgia Guidestones, or there were, in English, Spanish, Swahili, Hindi, Hebrew, Arabic, traditional Chinese, and Russian. Okay, what are the 10 proclamations written by the Guidestones? Maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature, which would mean you have to reduce the world population by a lot. Guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. Sounds like eugenics. Unite humanity with a living new language. Esperanto didn't work. Rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason. Protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. That's like an injunction from the seven Noahide laws. Let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. Avoid petty laws and useless officials. Balance personal rights with social duties. Prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. Be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature. And then they repeat, leave room for nature. Okay, nobody knows who exactly put these things up. They are very much designed like Stonehenge so that they're astronomically aligned and supposed to measure different aspects of the sun and the earth moving around the sun and the moon moving around the earth and etc. But not much left there, apparently. It'll be fascinating if they ever find out who actually blew this thing up. Speaking of blowing things up, the two-party system in America has been part of the country's reality since the beginning. And even though the founding fathers didn't like the idea of a party system, they actually were very worried and warned in the Federalist and elsewhere against faction, against setting up too many factions. One of the things that has been going wrong recently is that both parties are viewed with suspicion and resentment. And there's a piece written in the New York Times by a guy named Tom Malinowski, and he is a self-described moderate Democrat who was also nominated, not just by the Democratic Party for his congressional seat in New Jersey, but he represents the 7th Congressional District in New Jersey. Tom Malinowski was the Democratic nominee, and he is also the nominee of the new moderate party. What does that mean? As he puts it in the New York Times, on June 7th, I won the Democratic Party primary in New Jersey's 7th Congressional District on my way to what I hope will be my third term in the House. The same day, I also accepted the nomination of the new moderate party, formed substantially by state Republicans fed up with the extremism of a party led by Donald Trump. The moderate party is an experiment, an alliance between Democrats of all stripes, independents, and moderate Republicans hoping to win an election while pursuing a reform of the election laws that could empower swing voters to save our democracy from toxic polarization. Third party candidates have long been viewed as spoilers in American politics, certainly by me, for good reason, he adds. Ralph Nader and Jill Stein had no chance of winning the presidency yet drew enough votes from Al Gore in 2000 and Hillary Clinton in 2016 to tip those elections to Republicans, and that's entirely correct. There were 6% of the votes went to third-party candidates in 2016. That was a secret of Trump's victory. So what is this new moderate party going to do about it? We'll tell you. We'll also take a look at a rather unusual new movie hitting the theaters and streaming, and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
That is really extreme.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more. And helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans care, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The Michael Medved Show.
That's really inappropriate.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about a viable third party, that sounds like a contradiction in terms. But one of the things that I remember, and it's... was one of those most amazing duels in a major Senate campaign. It was, I believe it was the campaign of 1968 or maybe of 1970 for the U.S. Senate from New York State. And New York State has always had these third parties. They had the Liberal Party, they had the Conservative Party, now they have the Working People's Party. And it used to be that the Liberal Party would almost always back whoever the Democrats nominated. It was just extra votes for Democrats, and people preferred the Liberal Party, which was a little bit more less machine-oriented. That was part of what the emphasis was. But this made a difference. When Rudy Giuliani was elected mayor, he got the nomination of the Conservative Party, of the Republicans, and of the Liberal Party. And it helped him win. And to revitalize New York City. So there was no other way that a Republican could win in New York City. And James Buckley, William Buckley's brother, was elected to the U.S. Senate because he was nominated by the Conservative Party. There was a Republican candidate, Charles Goodell, who's the father of the current commissioner of football. And there was a Liberal Democratic Party candidate named Ottinger, Richard Ottinger. And with the most annoying ads I've ever seen, it was make Senator Ottinger. Which great slogan, right? So, in any event, and James Buckley was elected not as a Republican, but as a Conservative Party candidate. See, the idea is that by allowing you on a ticket to a mix and match your own way, you don't have to just vote straight Democratic. You can vote Democratic. You can vote a Working People's Party for different levels. And they are called fusion parties. She says in several states, Malinowski says, including New York and Connecticut, third parties can channel their energy into endorsing and placing on the ballot candidates who also run as Democrats or Republicans, giving their members the option to cast tactical votes for a major party candidate under a banner that better reflects their own values. This is known as fusion votings, when two parties fuse and form a coalition to support the same candidate. Fusion parties were common in 19th century America during the 1890s in North Carolina, for example. Republicans and populists ran a unified slate that ousted temporarily the white supremacist Democratic majority. In New York, the main parties operating under this system, the working families and conservative parties, occupy the left and right wings of the political spectrum. But if fusion parties were permitted nationwide, the political force most likely to form one would be the center. Such a party might be especially attractive to Republicans disgusted with their national party's embrace of election lies, vaccine denial, and QAnon conspiracy theories, but who are turned off by the left wing of the Democratic Party and remain reluctant to pull its lever. So this time they have the moderate party on the ticket in New Jersey, and he is already its nominee. He writes, thanks to gerrymandering, it's been estimated that only around 40 of America's 435 House districts are truly competitive. Most elections are thus decided in primaries that push Democrats left and Republicans right, encouraging each side to fight and block the other rather than finding common ground. Even in middle-of-the-road districts like mine, primaries can give an advantage to more extremist candidates. For example, the Republican nominee in my race, Tom Keen Jr., was once seen as a moderate, but this year, facing a contested primary, he sent a mailer to voters bragging that no matter what Trump does, Keen will have his back. Okay, and he won the primary, and now he's running, but the idea that he is not going to moderate to in order to win that particular district, I'm not sure that is true. He says, our political system today rewards and encourages divisiveness that has already led to violence and could tear our country apart. We need new rules that promote responsible leadership and cooperation. Look, I think it's an interesting possibility. And again, given where we are right now with the polarization that we have, yeah, we could use something. The polarization that we have, not concerning questions of national security. There was this from NATO's chief, Jens Stoltenberg, the Norwegian, on the new allies signing today the accession protocols for Finland and Sweden. Listen, clip five.
This is an historic day for Finland, for Sweden, for NATO, and for Euro-Atlantic security. President Putin tried to close NATO's door. We now demonstrate that NATO's door remains open. I commend all allies for moving so quickly in accepting Finland and Sweden's applications for membership. And I want to thank Turkey, Finland, and Sweden for their constructive approach. I know all three parties are working hard on the implementation and robust follow-through.
Okay, look, it is good news. And you'll notice that he said Turkey. He was talking about thanking Turkey. But we'll get used to Turkey at some point. Will you get used to seeing Jessica Chastain in so many different roles? In always glamorous and always a capable actress. She is in a new movie, co-starring with Ralph Fiennes as a married couple that drink too much and fight too much. The film, which is set largely during a gallivant in Morocco, is called The Forgiven. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Jessica Chastain and Ralph Fiennes play a bickering British couple on their way to a decadent jet-setter party in the high Atlas Mountains of Morocco that kills a local boy selling fossils at the side of the highway. The consequences could be fatal to the privileged visitors in The Forgiven.
They run over him.
What did they call it in your country?
Roadkill.
There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
The performances range from competent to brilliant, and some of the visual imagery is stunning. But a relentless focus on the decadence of the effete partygoers and the lack of sympathetic characterizations on either side of the cultural divide serve to undermine the film's obvious and undeniable virtues. Rated R for some graphic sex scenes, loads of harsh language, and some violence. 2 stars for the profoundly depressing The Forgiven. And on the Michael Medved show, there will be elements that leave a strong impression and create some memories, but I'm not sure those are memories that people want to put in your consciousness. There's a raging debate inside the Democratic Party about how much to emphasize the abortion issue, which is particularly important to people under 30 who were the key to Biden's victory, kind of huge support from younger voters. We will talk about that tomorrow. We'll also talk about good news from San Francisco. Remember how the radicals were voted out of the San Francisco school board? Well, now they are reconsidering the admissions policy at Lowell, the city's most prestigious admission-only academic public high school, going back to the merit-based system that had worked brilliantly for more than a century, and 3 war scenarios for Ukraine, ranging from the disastrous to maybe even the glorious, with the Washington Post running a title, a headline, "Nothing Feels Safe. Americans are divided, anxious, and quick to panic." And here's something that could actually heal divisions maybe a little bit. Heroes who may soon be on the map. Remember those military bases where they were dropping Confederate general names? Who were they using as replacements? Actually, they're not all ridiculous choices in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039, or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.